Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tom Stiver told Iowa voters, I don't want to be president. No, I'm running for president because I don't want to be president. Yeah, he's trying to play the Trump. Well, I don't really want to own. Trying to copycat Trump. Yeah, day late, dollar short, bucko. That's $1 million with inflation. California, Sanctuary California, that's right, Sanctuary California gives Mexican gang member to ICE for deportation.
How is that allowed?
I don't know how that's allowed. I really don't.
That should be
illegal.
Investigate.
1 second, folks. Senior Latin advisor has quit Biden's presidential campaign amid frustrations over the candidate's position on immigration.
Did you hear about what happened? You're talking about that later?
Oh, yeah, we'll be talking all about
how he got yelled at and booed and people told people to vote for Trump. Because he's not going to stop deportation like that. He has actually a small brain and things that if you have done something criminal, you know, like murder, rape, whatever, you shouldn't be allowed in the country.
Yeah. It's interesting, but yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be very, very interesting when I get into that later. But, hey, that's what we should do. Devin Nunes' claim of media corruption, it's huge. And, of course, you know, CNN doesn't believe any of that. Oh, fake news. Oh, Lord, help fake news. Fake news is fake news. You know, it's interesting to see where this fake news is, you know, CNN fake news. And, well, that's not really, you know, I don't want to be, you know, I'm someone that I don't want to, you know, I want to actually, you know, they had an American Music Awards. Can you believe it? Yeah, and it was all about politics and climate change, and it wasn't about music. Not that anyone watches that crap anymore. They don't watch it. They don't care. No one cares. No one cares. I mean, it's just... how this world is. They don't, fake news don't care. You know, Boeing gets 2,000 jobs to the St. Louis area, but where's that on the media? Where's that on the radar? You know, the U.S.-Mexican president has basically come out and said, hey, guess what, folks? We're not going to support any government agency from the United States that talks about, I don't know, like calling cartels terrorist groups. You know, like, you're not, that can't happen. that much, much more, cannabis news and all that. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. Wow. Let me get into the words. Wrong page. Corinthians 12:9. Each time he says, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ can work through me." Think about that as you're going through day to day. Corinthians 12:9. Doing some research and stuff, looking for things while I'm talking to y'all. And you know, you take. I'm just going to talk about that now, because you take you take Biden, and he had a former staffer that's Latino that quit because of his immigration stance. Because, oh, you're a murderer, you're going to get sent back. You're a drug dealer, you're going to get sent back. I think some people are trying to take things of Trump that he wrote that screw what the Democrats are saying now. This is what Trump is doing. This is what Americans want. So I'm just going to say that. Whether he's going to have that stance or not, whether he's actually going to do it, like a Tom Stiver, I mean, he sounds just like Trump did, but Trump's done it. You're $1 million and 1 million days late. You know, we've got to have inflation. But he's getting ridiculed big time. He goes, if you know, for certain things, you know, he wants, okay. He actually has a backbone with some of that, whether it's going to ever, you know, be to fruition. But you look at it from that standpoint, Biden, it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. You know, he actually has a, now, what you're dealing with, folks, here is a Democrat taking the stance they've always had. But now that they're taking that stance that they've always had, now you're getting liberal. No, Democrats have always wanted a wall. Democrats have, you know, we're a nation of immigrants. We're also a nation of laws. You know, you have to, I have no problem with anyone that's here in this country legally. But, you know, I mean, Kamala Harris has come out and said she's not a socialist. So, I mean, do you really trust anything these Democrats say, you know? I support Trump for one reason. And one of the biggest reasons is I may not agree with everything he's done, but he has done what he said he would do. You know, it's kind of nice to see a Latino aide with Biden say, "Well, sorry, I don't stand. I'm not going to, you know, you can support Mexicans. You can support Hispanics. You can support people from Germany, immigrants here." You know, it's amazing how many true immigrants have come here to support the laws. Tom Stiver, you know, because, you know, Tom Stiver came out because Trump was kind of like, for the longest time, well, I would only run for president if I felt the country needed me to turn it back around. Not that he really wanted to, and that's what Tom Stiver is kind of saying, well, you know, to Iowa voters. Not like, well, he's trying to copycat Trump. It's kind of like, hey, this guy has this idea and it's succeeding, so you're trying to copycat his idea and act like, well, yeah, the country sucks. This is what you need to do. No, what you need to do is what Trump's doing, and Trump's succeeding. That's what it is. Trump's succeeding, and you need to get on the Trump train. Tom Stiver, everything you're saying is what Trump is doing. You know, Biden, at least he's getting booed at places because he's saying something. You shouldn't agree 100% with whoever you vote for. You might like Bernie Sanders, but you can't tell me that you, if you liked Obama, you can't tell me you supported 199% of every single solitary thing he did, because I support Trump and I don't support 199% of what he's done. That's why we have a Congress and Senate. It shouldn't be executive order everything. You shouldn't have Ninth Circuit, you shouldn't have like the Trump doing a state of emergency and the Ninth Circuit Court, you're going to have to, that injunction stops. I know they're terrorists, but, you know, we got to let them in this country. I'm sorry. You know, you got to have, you know, I don't believe in, if it's an emergency, sure, I believe in executive order. That's what it was designed for. Hey, we got a major problem. That's a board game. But we have, you know, but if it's necessary, but, you know, we shouldn't sit there and have, I mean, I forget, who was it, like Teddy Roosevelt, I think I did research, was like the most, because like Obama was nowhere near the most executive orders of president. It was like someone like either as Fitzgerald or...
It was federal...
FDR?
Yes.
That had like the most,
I
and it was like...
I think so, but Obama
was like
tapped him. I think they were one and two.
No, Obama was nowhere near the top. On executive orders, yeah. He wasn't even close. Because, like, FDR was like 10 times Obama. No one's even come close. He did like 1,000 or something, if I remember correctly. But Tom Stiver's coming out. He's a billionaire, which the left hates. And he's coming out. You know, it's one of those things that when you, it's one of those things that when you look at this world, it's crazy. I don't want that.
Did you Google it to see?
I'm trying to do that, and it's. Let me see here. Okay. It's not in exact order, but Barack Obama had 276. Franklin D. Roosevelt had 3,728.
Oh, wow.
Calvin Coolidge had 1,203. And my wife's doing stuff in the studio. Hey, this is live, folks. We don't censor stuff. We don't cover up stuff. What happens, happens. Watch Mind of Jamal. He'll be fixing the light bulb.
Yeah, this could have waited, though.
But it's one of those things, you know, when you're live and... You can see my wife on the side. That's great. I'm not laughing. I love it. It makes my show. It makes it what it is. We're not fake. We're real.
When your cat has medicine that they take once a day that has to be frozen and you have to put it up because it just came in the mail, you got to do what you got to do.
It came in the UPS, not mail. And would you know, though, that the UPS is not related to the United States government? But can you believe this? Because hell froze over. Hell did freeze over because California, a sanctuary state, has actually handed over a drug cartel member. Probably because drugs don't mean anything anymore because they're getting legalized. One of these days. Hey. But California is going to, you know, since, I mean, they're going to get a gang member, a Mexican gang member, drug dealer, all kind of stuff. You know, what are they going to do if all these drugs become legal? What are they going to deal in? What's up, man? How you doing, man? You got those Flintstone vitamins? You know it, man. That's California and sanctuary cities. Well, it's nice to see them at least doing something, you know, I mean. Now, from behind, he looks like a human being to me. I'm not going to assume a gender or a race or ethnicity or whatever. I'm not going to imply who he is. Granted, he's going back to Mexico, but I'm not going to, I mean, he could be from El Salvador, I don't know, but this is very interesting. This is huge today because, you know, right after Donald J. Trump pardoned the turkey, Democrats demand an investigation. But it's very interesting, you know. We'll have to wait and see what that investigation comes from, you know. Well, the turkey was evil and Trump pardoned it, and then are they going to get Trump on first degree murder for allowing the death of a turkey? I'm just putting that out there because, you know, I mean, they've got no plan to make America great like Trump does, so they got to think of something else. Now, I don't know if any of you out there are one of the 200,000 people that have pre-ordered, you know, the $100 pre-order or whatever for one of those cyber trucks, you know, that the Tesla company did where, man, this thing's bulletproof, and they threw rocks at the windows, and they broke and shattered, and it's hilarious. Yeah. It's kind of like getting something to your door, and it's already broken. Some people will, okay, I'll give you another chance. Get me one. And when the company sends you another one and it's broke, you're probably the second time not going to ask for a third one if two come broken. Because I'm in need of a USB sound card, and every time I find one that looks, you know, it was like, that's what I hate when I try to buy stuff, because you have like 60 reviews. 30 of them say, I've gotten like 10 of them. Every single one was broke. It's the worst piece of junk. You couldn't pay me. I spent $100 on this thing. It did. I'm telling you, give me $100 and I'll burn it for you. You're wasting your money, flushing it down the toilet. And then the other 30, because it's half and half, are, oh, that is the best thing ever. I've had $7,000 sound cards and this $100 one was the best and yada, yada, yada. I don't know what, you know, and you don't know, and you're trying to weigh, and so who knows. But, you know, this Cybertruck thing, it's just one of those things that's like, you know, I didn't realize this until recently, but Tesla was actually turned down by the people that do the Shark Tank. None of them bit. And, of course, you know, and it made headlines when they threw rocks at the window and it broke. Oops. Yeah, if the windows are that bad, I hate to see the suspension. But imagine, because GM is going to go all electric. What's going to happen? Because they have power outages in Texas and Houston all the time during the summer. What's going to happen when you have 400,000 people in a city or a million people plus in a city that all have to plug in their car at night? Where's all that power going to come from? Wind farms ain't going to supply that power. Solar is not going to supply that much power. Most of the stuff costs more to produce than they get out of it. But don't worry, folks. we're going to make electric cars because it don't make sense. But, you know, see, having all electric cars is kind of like a Democratic campaign. It makes no sense. Don't forget to like and share. Like and share, please, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. But, I mean, to think, with all the with the mishap and stuff they had, that there's 200,000, but the guy is adamant, the CEO, that, oh, that's just publicity. No one's actually, I'll probably get maybe a quarter of that will actually buy it. See, you know, when they came out and said that, you know, they had like all these pre-orders, I thought they had put like a substantial down payment. Like these pre-orders, it's only like $100 to put like a deposit. I thought they had like substantial, like here's 200,000 people who've put their money where their mouth is. Okay, it's a $100,000 truck or whatever the price will be, let's say. And they put like, here's 50,000 towards it. I'm reserving one. Or here's 100% when it comes, I want one, you know, whatever the price is. You know, I thought they put a chunk of change. Here's my deposit of $70,000 or whatever, you know. Not, well, here's your $100 deposit. That's refundable. But still, I mean, you know. But then when you read the fine print, sort of like the one article that they have all these Homeless Association bans the American flag. And when you read the dang thing, it's like, no, they ban every single solitary. You can't have a flag fly, period, no matter what it is. That it could be a red flag, white flag, blue flag. You can't have a flag fly no matter what it is. They just don't allow flags, period, of anything, nothing. It's not the American, that, you know, and the article should say they don't allow any flag. Because when you get so tired and it's like, And the articles were misleading because they want you to think, oh, they don't, no, they don't allow any flag. That's why if I ever had a house, I wouldn't want to be in a place that has a homeowners association, because then you have to abide by all these anal rules that they have. Well, I'm sure, yeah, the homeowners association requires you to put out Halloween decorations. Well, I'm not celebrating Satan's birthday, so sorry. No, next. Sure. Yeah, we noticed that your tree isn't taken down and it's January, and the homeowners association says that your tree, it's in my damn house. I'm doing what the heck I want on my property. Sir, this is a notice of cease and desist. We're demanding that you take it down, or you're going to go to court. Well, take me to court then. And so, like, when these Democrats, I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. But when these Democrats are talking about, hey, to save the earth, we need to all go vegan and vegetarian, I'm like, it just makes me want to grab a steak and just, okay, give me a cow's heart. I'm just going to eat it raw. Just to piss them off, because we got global warming. Yes, we do. No, Nancy Pelosi, it's not global warming. It's just your hot flashes, okay? Take whatever you need to take, and you'll be fine. The earth's not heating up, it's your hot flashes. Okay there, Nancy Pelosi? AOC, you're not having hot flashes. You're too young. You're just retarded, okay? Just go back to bartending and try to figure out what's in the rum and coke. I know it's kind of hard because the ingredients are in the name, but I mean, Democrat Trevor Lawrence suggested impeachment exit strategy, but then quickly recants. They have to. I hope they go through with this impeachment. I hope they do, and I hope Republicans go investigate when it gets to the Senate every single solitary one of those people and tie up every single Democrat that is running for president. I don't care how. I mean, any if you're a registered Democrat. They need to investigate every single one, any of them. just to tie them all up so that they can't campaign or anything. Trump wins the White House because he's completely unabated by not one person. You know, I mean, but seriously, they know it's going to backfire because the American people, there are some people that actually follow politics, like, you know, that you don't have to be a Republican or Democrat. You don't have to be. Just what are the Democrats doing? What do they stand for? What is their policies? If I am a Democrat, what do I stand for? What are they trying to pass or do? Pardon me. What are they trying to do? I don't see anything. Well, we're going to investigate Trump to investigate him. They're running out of things that they can make up to try to investigate Trump to find something. Because that was the whole game plan from day one. Was they were making up stuff to try to get subpoenas and stuff so that they could get, okay, yes, we can wiretap, we can do this stuff because we want to be able to, they spent, you would probably, I could retire on the amount of money they spent investigating Trump, hoping to find something. I could retire and live like a king with all the money they've wasted on the Russian hoax. Not on the actual hoax, but once they made it up to be able to investigate and look into it. Because that's all the thing, all these investigations into Trump and all these things were done, all they've done were they were designed so that they could look, get permission to look into his background. And they were praying to God that when they looked, they would find something they could get him on, something he had done illegal in this past, something they were praying. And when they can't find anything, they don't know what to do. These hoaxes were a fake, just so that we could try to do a background search of him and investigate him and find something out. And when they haven't been able to get any dirt on him, they don't know what to do now because, well, they rigged an election and it lost. And, well, we got to cover our ass because we got thousands and thousands and thousands of teenagers that were guaranteed Hillary was going to win. And they're all crying and they're all wanting to know, why did you promise us? Why did you say 195,000,000% Trump was going to win? No, you said Hillary Clinton was going to win, guaranteed, no questions asked. Trump wasn't going to win one state. He wasn't going to do anything. He was going to pack at 8 o'clock. They were just going to announce Hillary Clinton. They had one of the magazines had Madam President on there. They're going to... We got him. Okay. So the rigged election didn't work. You got people that are going to... are wanting answers because they were guaranteed a Hillary win and they didn't get it. So let's, you know, so, and then they keep this thing going. Well, now they're going after Trump for pardoning the turkey. Pardon the joke. I mean, when is it going to end? What can you tell me since Trump became president, besides going after Trump, since he's been president, what have the Democrats done to make America better? How have Democrats gone out into their cities and cleaned them up and made them better? Remember, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I can only imagine how much better this world would be if everyone just listened to the Grateful Dead. But... just for that one concert, yeah, I've been like, yeah. But we need to come together. If you think Trump's not making America great, then why don't you step up and do something? I hate these. We can't trash this country. We gotta be like to have these rallies about we need to eliminate plastics and all these people that want to make the Earth a better place. And then you show the aftermath and how trashed the place is and how craps just thrown everywhere. Yeah, you know. If you really truly care about this earth, why do you have a rally supporting making the earth better? And we need to make the planet better and safer, and let's clean the place up, and let's, you know, we got to have global warming, we got to eliminate plastics. And then what do they have? Trash everywhere. And what is most of the trash? Plastic. You know, plastic straws are bad, but needles, plastic needles everywhere, that's perfectly fine. I'm just saying. You know, I mean, Boeing is bringing 2,000 jobs back to St. Louis, and they're long-term jobs, but that's no good, you know. Can't have that one. I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate before. Like, I just got a new cable. This stuff's not cheap. So if you want to help out, you can donate. Much appreciated. Thank you. Please like and share. Comment, like, hate, whatever you want to do, what's on here. You can like, love, you can laugh, you can wow, you can sad, you can anger. Because I can't, I mean, I'll say I have 50 views. I can't see who views. All it says is I have like 50 views. I can't see who it is. And it just goes like this. You know, like, and it says, okay, this one you had the most views or whatever throughout the show, which actually when my wife did that beginning intro, I had more people viewing at that time. But then near the end, it was bigger. Because I do have people that listen all over the world on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, I am live and like, I've stopped counting the countries. And then when I find a country, I'm like, where is this country from? And I've done research on some of them just because I want to know where my audience is from. And what, you know, a little bit about the country. I think it's cool. But you know, it's one of those things, folks. But that's how it is. But thank you all for tuning in, liking and sharing, and for those. Because I finally just said, I'm just going to invite everyone to the conversation. So who do I think would actually like? And I just added everybody and seeing how many I have.
People watch me more.
they liked you. I talked to the guy. I said, she's rough around me because she's not used to doing it like I am. And she said, I loved what she said. That's what we need. More freaking people to get a hold of their congressman and say, hey, you work for me. This is what's up. I like you or I don't like you, and here's why.
Here's the thing. You need to honestly think of it as any relationship. If I need you to do something for me, be it take out the garbage,
old fashioned,
go get something for dinner, or like tonight, we were at, for what we made for dinner, we didn't have something. We weren't mind readers. I didn't know. I mean, you know, we're not mind readers. If I'm mad about something, or if mainly our big issue is communication. We assume we mean one thing when we're talking to each other, when we mean another. Miscommunication. If we can't read each other's minds, we have to talk to each other. With God the Father, we have to have a relationship with Him. Can He read our mind? Yes. Can we read His? No. We have to read His Word. That's His heart.
Mm-hmm.
Does He talk to us? Yes, I believe so. But we have to be able to listen. Our congressmen are senators. They can think that they know what's best for us. Actually, they think what's best for their pockets. We have to keep them in check by voting for them or not for them,
and telling them is how we do that. And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
But, I mean, does that make sense? I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's all, I mean, it's, yeah. And that's what needs, and people don't get that. You know, if, I mean, when they've gone around to New York City and they're like, well, how'd she get elected? No one likes AOC. And they found, like, one person that thought she was okay, but most people, and they find, and they will, when I've seen where they go around and ask people, like, what's this or what's that, or they will actually show a video of the people that get it right. They don't just do 5,000 and only pick three that don't answer right. And there are people that when they ask her, oh, yeah, I think she's okay, but most people did not like AOC. Like, how did she get elected? How did this happen?
George Soros and the what committee was that? It starts with a J.
The judiciary?
No.
And just, hey, it begins with a J, and that's a committee. But I know what you mean. She was an experiment. I really believe AOC was when we're going to get this person that's off the deep end. And let's see how many people get behind her.
It was an interview. It wasn't really an experiment. They interviewed her.
Yeah.
George Soros put money behind her. They had a casting call. Her brother gave her, she has said this herself, her brother gave them her resume.
Yeah.
She didn't even apply or want to run. Her brother talked her into it after they wanted her to come for a callback or for an interview.
Yeah. And kids know that she's just out of her mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly out of her mouth.
That is her saying. This is not, well, that's fake news, that's Fox News, that's Breitbart, that's all this fake liberal, anti-liberal news saying, no, that's coming out of AOC's mouth. She's a social experiment. You know what I'm going to do? I want to run as a Democrat, okay? Well, so I'm going to do, my Green New Deal is going to ban all forms of energy, period. If it produces energy, fire is going to be banned. Electricity, solar, wind, power, any form of energy, any form, electricity is going to be banned, period. But now we're going to go back to Amish time. And you can't produce any energy. So, you know, like, you're just going to have to get blankets to keep yourself warm. Yeah. In the summertime, don't worry about air conditioning because you're not going to have it. You're going to go to the Arctic to get ice to bring down for the summer. If it survives the drive, or however you get it here, because you're not going to have power. Can't have sails because that's wind power. So, yeah, you're going to have to sit there and row by hand. I mean, that's basically what she was. That social experiment. I mean, you have in Baltimore a high school where Melania Trump goes to address a national opioid crisis, and she's booed. They're probably like, man, I can't get pills, man. I would have never disrespected when the first George Bush was at the National Jamboree, and I was there. I went and saw him. It was the utmost respect. It was the utmost respect when the president was there. Everything was shut down. You couldn't do anything. So you went and saw the president. And it was one of the greatest experiences ever. And I could see if they're against this going after opioids, because I do have a and I can't mention any names, and respect, but I have people in my support group. One guy goes, I'm in severe pain, but I know if I ask for meds, guess what? I'm a pill pusher. No one can actually legitimately need pain meds. And it hurts. And I know where he's coming from. I gave up a pain clinic. Yep, here you go. Okay, here's this 700-page contract. Okay, you're going to read page 1 through 200. Initial each line on each page. There's 10 initials. Then you're going to read the next chapter, next paragraph, next 100 pages, and da-da-da. No, you can't take that with you. Well, no, if I'm going to sign this, my attorney's going to look at it. We can't allow that. I said, okay, well, you can't allow it? Okay, well, then who does my attorney contact? Because you're going to have I'm going to own this. What's the name of this hospital? Because it's going to change really quickly, the name. What's this? Who runs this hospital? I want that CEO on the phone right now. He will be talking to my attorney within the hour. I guarantee you. Sure, you can't. But that's how it is. You know, you can't do anything. There are times where I'm not even thirsty. Well, sir, if you got to be here at 10 o'clock tonight, you can't leave until you piss. I'm like, God bless America. It's like the job I have now, I had to take one, and I didn't have to go to the bathroom. Okay. So I had to go out there and I drank like 10 glasses of water. I mean, I literally, when I got to work, I was peeing like 4 times, 5 times, 6. I'm like, I'm so sick. Getting the sample they needed. But that's the world we live in, folks. The person that doesn't need it can get boatloads of pills, but you actually need it for an actual medical condition. Guess what? And that's another thing, because I want to get into medical cannabis, because I want to potentially in the near future have a dispensary or be a bud tender. And I watch all these videos, you know, like, because they have like these videos. Hi, my name's Jason Adams, and I'm going to tell you what it takes to be a bud tender. Stay tuned. And they have like their intro. How you doing, folks? I'm Jason. I'm with budtenders.com, and I'm here to talk to you today about what it takes to be a bud tender. Now, of course, you know, I mean, it's a real job. You're not just sitting there like sitting on the, yeah, if you think you're just going to be going to work every day, smoking joys in a lounge, listening to the Grateful Dead, you know, hanging out like Cheech and Chong. No. Who thinks that? Who thinks that as a bud tender, you're sitting there just like in a lounge or something, man? Oh, you need an eighth, man? Man, I can't count that high. I can only count to 4, man, not 8. Oh, man. What kind of weed should I... Man, it'll get you high. Who cares, man? Yeah, man. You should try some of this, man. This Bubba Kush, man. You know, like, who thinks that all you're doing is hitting graffa bongs all day? Man, this is man, I ate like a whole man. I had 1,000 milligram THC bar, man. I don't know how I'm going to function. No, that's not how it is. Hey, thank you for choosing Kyle's Compassionate Care. How's it going today? So what's troubling you? What's going on? How can we help you? Can we pray for you? What can we do? What issues are you dealing with? Well, Kyle, I deal with severe migraines. I've taken every prescription, nothing works. Okay, you wanna do a get a indica. Indica, the reference for indica is in the couch. And you wanna get an indica. It'll give you a body high, it'll help you sleep, it'll help with the muscles and the nerves and the head and the body to help relieve that pressure and relieve that pain. I can also recommend a topical indica to put so you can rub on your forehead. That will help a bunch. You know, this little jar has 100 milligrams THC and 50 milligrams CBD, and that will really help. Okay, you know, and you're going to be there. You're going to be at, you know, I don't know what to do. I have severe chronic pain. I'm tired of being a pain management junkie because, you know, you can't actually be legitimate at a pain clinic and all this stuff happening. And you sit there and go, wait a minute here. You know, and you can be that lifeline. Hey, yeah, I know you've heard some things that, yeah, about cannabis, good, bad, whatever. I'm here to show you a different side, okay? Come on in here. Let's pray. I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we look over Jason as he's coming today. Lord, let this be the gift he needs, the miracle he needs. Let him heal him, Lord. And something like that might be, hey, no one's ever done that for me. No one's ever been there for me, you know? And it's knowing the different things. I mean, they're actually accelerating FDA research because people that have severe depression, major depression, are getting a snap. They're getting actual benefit. You know, but there is a New Jersey man who's suing Amazon for firing over his medical marijuana use. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. Just one second, folks. Apologize. Because, and I can see, because it's federally illegal. What?
He got fired. Why?
Because he's using medical marijuana.
What state?
New Jersey.
Is that legal?
For medical. But, like, the problem is it's still federally illegal, and some places won't even go near you because you're breaking federal law, and they can get in trouble for having you as an employee.
I wanted you to listen before the show, but Congressman Matt Gaetz was talking about how Trump may be against marijuana, but if it can help people, they want it looked into. So there's a bill looking to fund research into what it can and can't do.
Well, they've already passed a House committee has already passed a bill that would decriminalize at the federal level, and they're looking at that even that
well,
going
this
further.
This is about funding research.
Yeah.
I'll let you listen to it later.
But
it's going to be interesting to see where this all shakes down.
But to me, I don't agree with that because I believe anything they can find out now, they've known since the 50s and 40s and 30s. They're just covering it up because they don't want you to know that they've known it cures cancer. They know it relieves pain. They know it does all this stuff. It helps glaucoma. They've known all that. And I truly believe they've known that. Like, that's why Robert Randall won his lawsuit because he could prove that the government was proving that marijuana actually helped with glaucoma. And he goes, if you can prove that it's helping with glaucoma, I'm using it for that. He sued over that and won. I mean, it was a pharmaceutical for years. So, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think it's another way. When we want to study it more, well, we just don't. And what they're going to do, just like the tobacco. Well, you can have a million people that say it's good, but this one researcher found this bad about it. So even though there's a million good, the one bad outweighs all the million good. So we can't. And that's what I see
well,
with it.
But. You also have to say, this is more than what we've had before.
At least publicly. Because at the University of Mississippi, they've been studying it. I'm just saying, they've been studying it since the 60s at the University of Mississippi. So it's not like they, it's great that it's coming out publicly to do it.
That was one state. This might get it broader to where they can even come up with the test like they do with alcohol, where they say, okay, you are high now because you smoked it in this time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It might, and it might, they might be able to make a specific strain for this, a specific strain for that. I personally think that would be great. If they can expand, why not?
I'm not saying, I'm saying they already have. They're just covering it up. I agree with you, though. So you don't think they've already known that?
I don't know.
I believe
they
that.
They might have. And what are we going to do about it if they do?
Because they don't want us to know.
You know what? Let's shut it all down.
No, like, what if you, like, if my wife has watched my programs, which she has, I've said this a million times. They don't want you to know that they've known how safe it is, because then you'll say, then why was it ever made illegal? You're going to question everything the government tells you because, hey,
well,
wait a minute.
I already do that. I guess that's my point.
Yeah, but that's, most people don't.
Well, that's,
because you,
you know what? Since 2016, if they're not questioning something, what bubble are they living in? I'm just saying.
Well, you think about it like this. In 1919, they found out that 1 acre of hemp produces as much paper as 4 acres of trees. They don't have to know if it's a sustainable source of paper.
Right.
And all the
and
Washington...
And I think it's stronger than plastic.
If you, yes.
Okay.
All the Revolutionary War uniforms... All the uniforms from the Revolutionary War on back were all hemp made. They were all manufactured from hemp. If you have a George Washington costume that, like, that he would have worn, that would have made, all that stuff would have been made from hemp. That's why the Smithsonian would never talk about hemp as a textile, because they didn't want to confuse kids, because it was all dangerous and deadly. Even the non-drug strains that were just for textiles.
Yeah,
and that's...
But see, we already questioned the government.
Yeah, but some idiots don't.
So.
See, I've questioned the government from the day I was born. I'm like, okay.
I started questioning the government back once I was a teenager. Once I started paying attention.
Well, when you sit there and you smoke a joint and you wake up feeling great and you drink and you puke.
Yeah.
Wait a minute here.
Something wrong.
But I mean, I'm glad, but I'm not, I guess I'm glad that they're publicly saying, hey, we, but then, like, when that Senate hearing came out, when they passed that vote, Republicans said, oh, we need to have more testing, we need to study more, we just can't go right ahead, and I'm like, and a lot of the, you know, and some people think it's him hanging around.
That's why, well, see, that's why people are getting sick of the Republicans just as much as they are the Democrats.
Yeah, because they just want to him ha around about everything. Okay, folks, is it going to be a Pagetino Christmas? Some people in Manchester United want Pagetino. But what is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer really? See, that's the thing with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. What? He hasn't done anything, in my opinion, to be out. The only thing that's happened at United is he was never given the players. I mean, I wish they would have given him Bruno Fernandes. I wish they would have gotten him a bunch of great players, gotten rid of Ashley Young, Phil Jones. You know, static managed, gotten rid of the deadwood, brought in like 4 or 5 great players. That way, okay, if Manchester United is 15th place, Ollie is not a good manager. He has great players, and they're just, there's no one in charge, no one leading the pack as I move on to the Premier League, you know. But since... Take any man. Could Pochettino turn that team around? I don't think Zidane could take those players and turn it around. If they spend money and get some decent players, yeah. But the players we got right now, that club we got right now, pardon me, with no substitutions, no injuries, no nothing, our best 11, I don't know if Zidane can turn that team and make it successful and possibly win. I don't. That's just me. I look at Solskjaer as a great manager, and I think he's doing the best he can with what he's given. I mean, he's not been given much. And you're going to tell me that, you know, with Static Matic and – but, okay, I think, you know, you take players at Manchester United and, okay, let's say we got rid of Paul Pogba. Let's say he wanted to go, so we got rid of him. Would we have gotten a replacement for him? I don't think so. Lukaku, he left. I would have almost rather have Lukaku at United than nobody, because we got rid of him, which he needed to go, but we didn't replace him. We didn't replace Pogba. Now, well, we wouldn't have, I guarantee you. But Lukaku never got replaced. You know, it's just one of those things that where do we go from here? I mean, because it's not, you can't blame if you're all the way out. Tell me how Pochettino would take that team with the players he's gotten right now, not spending any money keeping Static Matic, keeping Ashley Young, keeping Phil Jones and the Deadwood, keeping those players and having them turn around and play amazing. I could see if you say, okay, I want Pogba gone because he wants to leave. This is who I demand. I want five players. You know, I think you need to get a manager. It's like, I don't care. They're not, hey, folks, I'm going to do the best I can with this club, but since the owners don't want to spend money, hey, I'm going to do the best I can because when I got players that can't run, you know. Yeah, this guy came to his first, this guy didn't pass the physical, but they signed him off anyways. Yep, he's in a walker, but hey, what the heck. He passed his medical. No, but seriously, I mean, if you think Pochettino is the answer, what I want is this. If always the problem, then you're telling me that you could get Pochettino or Zidane in there to manage the team, not changing anything, keeping all the deadwood, keeping all the players that we have, and not buying anyone new in January, and getting that team to turn around.
Then Van Gaal or Mourinho could have done the same thing.
Yeah. But that's the problem. You're wanting all the out, but he wasn't really given. He was just given the same. He wasn't given any money to spend. And if they would have gotten rid of Pogba, he had been another player gone without anyone. Because I guarantee you, they wouldn't have replaced him. They got rid of Lukaku, which is great. But I'd rather have him at the club because he was decent. If it's between him and nobody, and if you get injured, hey, we can at least put Lukaku in there. But when you can't have anyone to replace anybody, you're screwed. And that's the problem. It's not Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It is not. Remember, folks, the popcorn you've been eating has been pissed in film at 11. You know, but it's okay, you know. We're just, me and my wife have fun on the show. Because we love each other. I mean, we may have battle royales and she throws me through the ceiling and I land on the mattress.
Okay.
Just kidding. Just kidding, folks. We don't do that. But, you know, we have fun. We love each other.
And we respect each other and yeah. Have a good debate. We can,
There's times, like when we were talking about cannabis, she was being serious but giving me crap at the same time.
Right.
Because we're both wrong. We're both right, but we're both wrong. I mean, I can see her point 1,000,000%, but I think she can see my point too.
Right.
You know, so who knows? But I just hate those videos about people like, if you want to be a bud tender, it's not being Tommy Chong. No, because they're just retarded. Instead of like, hey, this is what you actually do. You care for people. And with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we need to pledge each other Alliance are fortunes and a sacred honor, and Thursday there is no conversation due to Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.